So there's a lot to say about insight meditation, and I'm actually going to begin with something slightly different, and then in the next sitting I'll guide us more formally into the insight practice. We just want to take these 10-15 minutes for a meditation to consider and to take your place, to take your seat here today. And what I mean by that is, and people who are experienced meditators may have some more idea of this. Let me ask you a question right now. As you come to sit and meditate, who or what is coming to meditate? See what your response is. I don't mean the whole group, I mean you, your one, on your location. Who or what is coming to meditate? And of course, you might say, well, me, of course. And that's true, but what is that? What is that? Sometimes we can have a sense in meditation that we come, we have to sit, we have to do our thing, we have to concentrate or pay attention to the breath or have an insight or whatever it is. And we haven't necessarily examined who this one is that thinks they're there in the first place. So what I want to do is very simply guide us into what is called a mandala meditation. A mandala is like a horizontal, two-dimensional representation, or it could be three dimensions, of everything, the totality, actually. In the Tibetan tradition, they have a beautiful practice of making mandalas out of fine colored sand. It's a practice. And it represents, in the horizontal realm, everything, the totality, mind, body, everything. What I'd like us to get a sense of is that as you come to sit here in meditation, as you come to practice, as you are coming into your life, you are here actually with everything that brought you here, every condition of your life, everything that happened last week, your body, your perceptions, your illnesses, your health, your relationships that happened during the week, right back to this life's, your beginning, your inception, your conception, the particular sperm and egg that came together to make you, and beyond. More and more and more conditions. And part of self-acceptance, actually, is to turn to the conditions of our life and say, yes, it's like this. Yes, it's like this. I'll get into the ways that the mind can have a problem sometimes with, yes, it's like this. How are we going to change if we say yes? What about being passive, etc., etc.? We'll get there. But first, I'll guide you in and pick up the pieces you want. If there's parts of it you don't want, let them go in one ear and out the other. That is your privilege and authority. All right. So, take your seat. Breathe out. Let the hands be soft. The body upright and gentle. And even if you're on a chair very close to lots of other people, let the awareness of yourself be here. Let it be wide. All right, don't narrow yourself in. Let the sense of your presence be wide, horizontal, left and right, forward and back. And breathing right there with the picture of your mandala. And you firmly at the center. And firstly, breathing in with intention. Breathing out, feeling your seat on your mat or your chair. You are here. Clearly, firmly. Hands soft. Backside planted on the earth. And let's start to include the causes and conditions that brought you here. starting with this breath. This is one of the conditions. Feel into it. One of the conditions that brings you here, that keeps you here. Without this breath, we wouldn't be so animated. We'd be dead. Here it is, breath. The conditions of what brought you here today in terms of the train or the car or the by foot or by bicycle. The conditions of the night that you had last night. You slept well, you slept badly, you had this dream, you had that dream. The way you woke up. Keep breathing with it all. Breathing in with the conditions of this past week, just a scan of them, breathing in. Your time at work, your time at home, your time with loved ones, your time alone. The joys and the sorrows, the confusions, the horrors, the delights, the boredom, the pain. Breathing out with this week. And then tracing it back to your life, what we would call the story of myself. Your 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years on this earth. The places you've lived. The food you've eaten, the education you were offered, those that educated you, those people who've informed your life as friends, as lovers, as loved ones, as enemies. Breathe with them all. Breathe out with them all. See where you get snagged and just keep breathing, widening the picture to your family of origin, your caretakers, those who brought you into this world. Breathing with them all. The particular parents you had, genetic parents or adoptive parents, all of them. Breathing with them. Or caretakers. Widening your mandala to the right and the left, in front and behind, widening still. Your body. Your health, your sickness, your vitality, your lack of energy. The fact of this animated body that we are for the time being. For a limited time, here we are. And all that's influenced that body. Your parents, their parents, and all the people from who we've come. The clan, the family, the tribe, and all that they've been through, the way they fed themselves, clothed themselves, the work, their daily work they did, their particular joys and sorrows, the land they came from, breathing with the climate, the soil, the food, the farmers. Widening to it all, their particular mental strengths, their particular mental vulnerabilities, both cognitively, emotionally, spiritually, widening and breathing with it all. Are you still breathing? The particular trauma of our ancestors, of the wars they may have been through, or we may have been through. Poverty or the famine, as well as the abundance and the richness. Breathing with it all. Going back and back through the generations to those we never knew. Breathing and widening with it all. The body, the kind of body we've inherited, its shape, its color, its texture, its hair, all of that. The feelings that we have, the perceptions, the patterns, some of these patterns that we have, they didn't begin with us. The wholesome patterns, the unwholesome patterns, widening with it all. In front of you, behind you, to the right and the left, above and below. To this great earth that sustains us all. Breathing with this blue-green planet that turns for now with us, as us. And then going back in the dimension of time to the creatures before us and the time where there were no warm-blooded ones like us. The passing of the dinosaurs that left a niche for our type of warm-blooded creatures. The whole of this planet's history and beyond. Breathing, widening, sitting right in the center of this mandala, we are this marvelous collection of causes and conditions, unique and yet intimately linked with everything else. In a way that the mind finds hard to wrap itself around, but we can know it. Breathing with all of these conditions, physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, the gifts we've received, the sorrows we've inherited, the privileges and the pains, including all the privileges of this land, and this culture, and how that's been won, how that's been taken. Breathing with it all, what we're proud of, what we may be less proud of, about our inheritance. Breathing out with it all. Rejecting none of it, snagging with none of it, welcoming it all, for now. Sitting here on this seat and breathing out. Widening your mandala, softening as you include more and more of the conditions that have come together to make this particular unique being called you. We sit here with it all, and we don't have to fix it, because we can't. We're not asked to control it. That's not our job. But we are asked to breathe with it. Breath by breath, knowing where we sit in the story of things. And then letting go of the historical and coming back to breathe in the immediate living present. These legs, these arms, this heart with its sensitivity and its boundedness and its openness, this mind, with its strengths and its vulnerabilities, this body, the health and the sickness, this immediate living present called you, nothing you have to do about it, nothing to fix, nothing to judge, and everything to meet, to tend, to care about, to look deeply into. As we include more and more to widen and go beyond all causes and conditions, to see and understand this great mystery that brings us here.